what is the best way to intervene and stay safe? Debjani Roy is deputy director of Hollaback, a nonprofit that offers bystander intervention training. So lay it out for us. What are the steps you should take if you witness some harassment?
Sure. We call them the 5 D's of bystander intervention. And the first D is direct intervention. And that's exactly what these 3 men had done. They confronted the harasser. They told him to stop what he was doing. By the way, when I'm talking about direct intervention, I in no way want to at all undermine what they did. What they did was absolutely heroic. And it's such a tragedy what happened. But direct intervention is the most risky because there is a possibility of escalation. There's a possibility that a harasser might redirect their anger or aggression towards you. A direct intervention would mean that you say something very short and succinct, like, that's not okay, leave that person alone, that's racist. And so the first thing to do is assess your safety in that moment and assess a little bit about where the aggressor is, where the harasser is. Do they seem unstable? Do they seem, if you were to say something to them, like, that's disrespectful, that would be enough? And if you assess those things as possibly working, then use a direct intervention.
So what are the other 4 D's?
The second D is distract, and that's a more creative way of intervening, and it's an indirect approach. In this case, you are not engaging with the harasser. You're engaging with the person who's being harassed around a subject that has nothing to do with the harassment. You go up to them and say, do you have the time? Or, I'm lost. Can you tell me how to get to Smith Street? It's a question of talking about something that's going to take the attention away from the harassment and that's going to lead the conversation in a different direction. And hopefully the harasser will feel ignored and move away. The third D of bystander intervention is delegation. And that is involving a third party and usually an authority figure of some kind. So if you're on mass transit train, for example, it could be the train conductor or a transit employee. It could also be someone who looks like they're in a better position to intervene. The fourth D is delay. And delay is something that each and every one of us can do. It's after something happens. It's asking the person very simply if they're okay. So in that case, you could go up to the person who's been targeted and keep them company and just stay with them. In some cases, the situation might require you both to move to another location. And then there's a fifth D as well, and that's document. And we do say, if you witness harassment or violence of some kind, never, ever just videotape something and put it online. That could cause a lot of harm for the person who's been targeted. And of course, a lot of this stuff happens very quickly.
Right. I was going to say, if you're a bystander, what do you do if you're uncertain about which D to rely on?
It's a question of rehearsing in advance what you would do. It's also assessing who you are in terms of your identity. Me being a person of color and an immigrant woman and small, I will not necessarily use direct intervention. I might use delegate or distract. If you're, say, an introvert and you don't want to draw attention to yourself, you could use one of the other D's besides direct.
Does an incident like the killings of Good Samaritans in Portland change any of the advice you give?
I think, yes. I think in the trainings, we will certainly bring it up and talk about the real risks of a direct intervention, which we already do. Mm-hmm. But it really saddens me, and I know it saddens our organization when we hear stories like this, because we know that these people had the absolute best intentions. They were considering someone else that they did not know above themselves, and it is just so heroic what they did. We want to make sure this doesn't happen again. It is a question of the community coming together and having more conversations about what we can do in situations like this as we see an increase in hate violence and harassment across the country.
Debjani Roy is deputy director of Hollaback, which offers intervention training for bystanders.